happened to the animal?
I don't know.
Was that recorded?
Yes. My name is Monica Perez, and I am 17 years old. Today is November 4th, and I am speaking with Mercedes Davis, who is my aunt. We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. Merci. Do I have your permission to record this interview?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with our first question. I kind of hate to bring this up, but you're one of the only people in this family that has not gone through a divorce firsthand. What do you think is the perfect recipe to a romantic relationship?
Talking, having a conversation every day about how your day was, having a lot of patience, letting things go that you think matter to you, just let it go and keep on going and accept the person for who they are, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that good? Do you want more?
And how do you think you've changed since marriage?
How did I change?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's made me more aware of me and how my actions can affect other people, especially my husband. And I don't know, it makes you more mature. You think about other people, and I've always thought of being a good person, but when you are married, you understand how you have to be giving and be there for that person and do for each other. Don't expect too much. Give as much as you can, you know, and take care of them. So maybe even more caring, maybe?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think having children changed you, if it changed you at all?
Has it changed me at all?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't want any children, but because I think I told you before, right, that I taught children with autism, so the kids were nonverbal, and I felt like I had enough children of my own already. And then Eric really wanted to have children, so I gave it a chance. And now I look back, and I don't even know how I didn't want them, because they're amazing. And I don't think it changed me. It just made me be the same person I was only as a teacher in those 7.5 hours, like, all day. Because I love being a mom.
That's awesome. It's great being a mom. That you think of the kids that you teach as your own kids. That you think of, like, the kids that you teach as your own kids.
Yes. No, remember, I think I told you that I see them as, like, that's somebody's child, so you have to love them. But now, being a mom, you really feel that way. Even with other people's children, you know that they're somebody's child, so you have to be careful with what you say and what you do around them.
Yeah, exactly. Treat them how you think your kid should be treated.
Yes, and that they will remember. It could be a moment that they will remember forever, and you want them to remember it for something good, not something bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you think, if at all, having kids changed your relationship with your husband?
Well, in the beginning, it felt really good. It felt like we were a team, and I felt like I loved him even more. And now it just still feels like a team, but different, because the girls are more independent. So, I don't know. I don't think it didn't change me or our relationship. It has made it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And do you think that it changed him at all?
No. He really wanted children, so it made him happier. Hmm. He's happy. He works too much, but he's happy. He feels like he has to provide, so he's always working.
Yeah.
Not always, but he works a lot, you know?
He
works
a lot. He was always a dad.
The what?
Like if he was always a dad?
Yes. And he really wanted to have the girls, and he adores them. He, like I said, his big thing is providing. He wants to make sure we save money, or that we save for their college, or we have enough money to be able to provide for them. I wanted them to go to private school. They're in private school, so he's a provider. He's a good guy. It's made him better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And off the subject of marriage and your relationship, do you think you have any regrets from your past?
No, I don't think so. I'm good. Like, I think that everything that happened for a reason. And now, but it takes maturity to see that. You'll see. As you get older, some things that happen to you, you think, oh, why did this happen? Or why did I do that? Look at what happened. But as you get older, you realize after many years that there was a reason for that. And it makes you, like, it gives you maturity and it makes you a better person.
I think it's really cool that you have that understanding.
Yes. No, sometimes I surprise myself. But it takes a long time to realize that. And I think it takes happiness, you know? Like, you have to be in a good place to be able to sit down and think about that. That way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us tend to, like, overanalyze everything.
I do that too.
And we're looking back and we're like, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that. But it's good to remember that everything happens for a reason.
I know. Yeah, but it, like I said, it takes a little bit of, it takes maturity and being able, when you overanalyze, you're going to analyze enough to understand that happened for a reason. But it takes time. It takes time.
Yeah. And do you think you miss anything from your past, whether it's from your life in Puerto Rico, or your life before you were a mother, or before you were married, or anything like that?
Maybe a little bit, before I was a mother. Just my body. The before and after. Oh, didn't I tell you that before, right?
Yeah, you did.
The before children, after children. I don't know. I wish I had the same body I had. Now I get pains everywhere, my bones crack. When I sit down for a long time, they crack. That's the only thing I miss. And maybe being able to go out more, or having more energy to go out. I used to love going out. Now I don't go out that much. Like at night, you know, dancing and stuff.
I used to love like going out a lot.
Yes, I used to love that. But now there's no way. I'm
maybe
too tired.
Maybe after, maybe in when the they're in college, you can go out, party it up.
Maybe I can go out, right?
And we're actually reaching the end of the interview. So,
okay.
Last two questions.
Okay.
What do you think was probably the lowest point of your life?
Oh, I remember talking to you about this. You know, Bobby, when Bobby got a divorce, you know, and then all of them, when Olga and Isa, that was really hard. And also, I remembered when Eric's dad passed away. That was really hard because he got cancer, and like, we found out, and 13 days later, he passed away. That was hard.
Wow.
It was so sudden and hard, and that was rough.
Yeah.
And then when he went to see him, did you know that? Like, he went to see him in California, and then he came back because he had to go back to work, and then he got worse, so he flew back again to California, and he got there 5 minutes after he passed away. 5 minutes.
I had no idea.
He got to the hospital. It was hard. No, that and the divorces have been really hard for me.
I'm sorry. You had to go through.
Yeah, no. Oh, when my grandpa died, but I was 15, so that, I think that would be. But the hardest part would probably be that, the divorce in the family and Eric's dad passing away.
Yeah. Well, on a happier note, what do you think was the best moment of your life? So far, of course.
Meeting Eric. When we met on vacation, when we fell in love.
I love that story.
That was so fun. like seriously, like I got on the plane and I knew we were going to get married. I knew it. So meeting him was amazing. That was fun. And the 2 years we flew back and forth, that was very fun too. Because we would want to see each other, and then we would see each other, we'd be happy, and then we got married. That time was very good for me.
That's awesome. That's beautiful.